You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, I'm Abigail Werf, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. I am an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book, Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life, Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me in any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I am not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today's topic is called Measure Twice, Cut Once, which I'm sure you've heard the saying. I spent a lot of time at the DMV last May, and it was my fault. I mentioned in my intro to my book, Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Professional and Personal Life, Even If You Have ADHD, that I argued that getting things done in a timely manner is more important than perfection. And I still believe that. But when you are dealing with factors you have no control or power with, it is important to measure twice and cut once. Thus, I spent 2 days at the DMV. In D.C., our driver's licenses expire on our birthdays, whatever year the expiration is. Great birthday present waiting in line at the DMV. As my birthday was coming on Monday, I hustled on Tuesday to the DMV because I'd made sure not to schedule too many appointments that day so I'd get to the DMV and get my new license. As I left to go to the DMV, I patted myself on the back because I was being so proactive, starting almost a week ahead of time to get this taken care of. After experiencing one of the most poorly designed underground garages I've ever encountered, I found the new DMV location. I stood in line by a sign that was about 5 feet tall saying what documents you needed for a driver's license and read it. At first, I thought I didn't have everything I needed, but I lucked out by finding my Social Security card in a spare nook of my wallet. I had my passport, my current driver's license, Social Security card, and a recent utility bill. Basically, I rocked. Once I got to the front desk, I was asked if I had everything, Social Security card, driver's license, passport, and utility bill. Yes, I did, I responded, and got the number C092. I sat down and filled out the form I was given and to wait my turn. 2 hours later, it was my turn. I proudly presented everything to the woman I was sent to. She asked for my second utility bill. This I did not have. Apparently, you needed 2 utility bills. She suggested I use my phone to pull up a bill and email it to them. I was not able to do that because I didn't have the passwords I needed. So I had to leave and come back the next day. The street front of the DMV says open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so I came back the next day with 3 utility bills just in case. I got to the underground entrance of the parking garage and went in at 9:50 a.m. so that I would be the first in line. As I walked up to the door, a security guard came by and told me that on Wednesday, the DMV doesn't open until 9:15 a.m., I went back to my car to wait a while. Then at 8:30, I went back to the DMV door, and there was a line already formed by the side of the door. I was 5th in line. The line would grow to be 25 before the doors opened. As I waited by the front door, I noticed the door signage saying that the DMV opened at 9:15 a.m. on Wednesdays. As I was led into the antechamber, I noticed that the 5-foot sign I'd seen the day before did indeed say you had to have 2 utility bills. Luckily, I was out of there in about 30 minutes this time with a license to be sent to me in the mail within 2 weeks. Although the exterior sign did say 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the interior sign on the door said Wednesday is 9:15 a.m. as the opening time. Upon better inspection of the 5-foot sign, as I said, it did say 2 utility bills instead of 1. If I'd noticed that, I could have saved my 2-hour wait for nothing on Tuesday. If I'd noticed the signage on the door to the actual DMV was different than the exterior signage, I would not have wasted an hour and a half for the DMV to open on Wednesday. As the saying goes, measure twice, cut once. I was given many opportunities to observe signs, figurative and literally, that they would that would have informed me and saved me 3.5 hours of waiting. But I didn't. I can't get that time back, but it is not their fault. It is mine. If I'd been observant, I would have noticed inconsistencies in their signage and asked what the correct information was. I'm proud of myself, though. I didn't get mad or angry either time. I didn't blame them or their lack of consistency. I just accepted the circumstances and did the best I could to make the best of it. Another saying is, always be prepared. That was why all this was okay, because I was in general prepared. I had a book in my bag to read, a snack if I got hungry, and a bottle of water for if I got thirsty. You never know what's going to happen when you enter situations where others have the power. But you can be prepared. Not waste energy on useless anger, and give yourself extra time or an extra day if necessary. Thus ends my story of my trip, or two trips, to the DMV last May. There is no cheat sheet for this episode, and I will be back with a new topic next week. To sign up for my newsletter, see articles, other podcasts, my blog, go to www.abigailwerf.com. There you can sign up for a contact form that will get you on my mailing list. If you have any comments or questions, you can also call 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD. Take care, and I will talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.